The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Said that while he was president, he was good for threatening people with duels and threatening to kill people. Once one guy tried to assassinate him, and Andrew Jackson beat him with his cane.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
So yeah, Andrew Jackson was
he was that dude.
He was with the shits.
Well, you know, he had to do a lot of fighting too, because motherfuckers were talking shit about his wife.
Yeah. But, I mean, he grew up angry. His brother died in a British prisoner of war camp, I believe.
Yeah.
His mother's real sick. And, like, an officer, I think, struck him with his sword or something like that. So, he had a scar above his head. And he had a healthy hate of the British, like.
Yeah, but still fuck that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Trail of Tears.
Of course. He did balance the budget, but he almost drove the country into bankruptcy to do it.
Exactly.
But on his dying, well, near the end of his life, he pretty much said his only regret was that he didn't shoot John C. Calhoun in the fucking head. Like, yo, imagine that being a regret.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm about to die. About to go see the father.
See the maker.
I wish I had killed that motherfucker. That's the last thing you need on your books when you go to the pearly gates, huh? Peter just looking at it like, you wanted to shoot Mr. Calhoun in the head. Why exactly? Why should we let somebody like you inside? I mean, Trail of Tears is bad enough. But come on, dog. Like,
right.
You had time to repent. But yeah, that's just my Andrew Jackson story. Where we have sports today.
I should read these articles. Because we got to talk about Urban Meyer's ass. I think that shit is so goddamn real.
So much about that bothers me. Because Urban Meyer's response to it bothered me a lot. But I think a lot of fanboys are men who don't really see a lot wrong with...
with what Zach Smith did?
Yeah. Don't see a lot wrong with what he did. Or like saying... well, somebody posted like... what did Urban Meyer do wrong? He lied, but that's not a crime. Very much in the context of it, it is. Like it totally is. But even if it's not a crime, it's what he lied about.
Right.
Like he lied about knowing somebody on his staff was abusing his wife, and he kept them on because the dude was the grandson of a coach that he started under.
Right.
So, and as a parent, I don't feel comfortable sending my son, my child, to a school where a motherfucker's willing to lie about that. Because if he's going to lie about an assistant coach, what will he say about his Heisman quarterback?
Exactly.
What will he be willing to hide just to keep a good football team on the field? So, yeah, that was my biggest issue with Urban Meyer. Like, even the fans about it. Like, it's so many people have such a, what's the word I'm looking for? A lazy attitude towards domestic violence. Like, a carefree attitude. Like, it's not really happening. That's how they feel about it. Like, it's not happening like that. Most of these women are lying, especially if it's somebody with money. She's lying just to get a story. She's lying to make money and stuff like that. So, it just makes you wonder sometimes.